The current spoiler warning level is crimson.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of crimson. I'm going to be giving you a two-part spoiler warning in a way that's giving me some weird deja vu, but we'll talk about that in a second. So first of all, we are talking about characters from SD Gundam Sengoku Suketsuden and SD Gundam World Heroes. These are both recent SD CG shows from the last couple of years, so they are pretty far forward in the GGP timeline. What's more, we're not just talking about the characters as units and their designs, though that's mostly what we do. We also talk about plot beats from that show. So it is quite spoilery if you care about that. And then the second part of the spoiler warning is from our questions segment. Once we get to questions, we have a question that I will just give you a quick preview for the purposes of this. It involves grunt suits from various shows. And so at that point, we talk about design very broadly for a bunch of grunt suits from a bunch of Gundam shows and even a couple of non-Gundam shows. No plot beats. Nothing important. But if you don't want to hear about grunts at all, that would be a section to avoid. And that's where we get to the deja vu part, because I feel like I gave this exact same warning last episode, which I'll have to check. And if that's true, I'll have to modify that file and re-upload. What's going on here is the process for Mechanista is we release on Wednesdays. Very often I end up editing at least part of the episode on Wednesday, but the first thing I do on a Wednesday is I get up and I record the Mechanista for the following week. So the episode that you're about to listen to, I am releasing now on barely August 3rd, and it was recorded on July 27th. So I would have recorded that episode and then edited the episode for the 27th, and I probably got conflated in my head how that episode ends. Anyway, point is, maybe there's a little bit of weirdness with that one from last week. Anyway, none of this matters. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista NG. I regretted giving the Barzam another chance. I'm Six Detmar.
Wow. I'm Dylan. Don't be mean to the Barzam.
Barzam was mean to me, Dylan.
What? By existing?
By lying about its numbers in GBO2.
What do you mean?
It's like, oh yeah, you spec me out. I'm a 450 with definitely a ranged like damage stat of like 73. I'm like 73 at 450. That's wild. And I shoot, and it's like hitting someone with a pool noodle. It was so pathetically weak.
Yeah, it's fine. It also has the good the Mark II Vulcans.
It does have the good Vulcans, but it was very ineffectual. Well. I was very disappointed.
Well, Six, we're rolling die. What list are we working off of today?
You know, the state of things is such that, like, the short list, like the if we were to do like the normal GGP friendly list, that list has gotten kind of boring. We have 6 left in Cosmic Era. We have 12 left in Very Late UC. We have 10 left in Early UC.
Is that it?
It's not a lot. That's it. I mean, you never update this thing anymore. So
I mean, to be fair, I think for some of them, we have covered everything. Like, we've covered everything in Turn A.
It's true. It's true. We've covered everything in Turn A. We've covered everything in Gundam X. We've covered everything in
Gundam Wing.
After Gundam Wing and G Gundam, you know, we're just
like I guess like I could put some losers on there, but like it would be something that it would in fact be ones that we would talk about for 5 minutes. You know, if I threw
perhaps in, they would have glory though.
No,
of the losers.
I don't think so. Not in this case.
All right, well, we're just going to do a non-GGP-friendly episode.
Okay.
I've decided.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we did that. Let me see how many entries are possible. I think I'm rolling a D6. There's some stuff like our Ad Stella section is just not, hasn't been updated since the first episode of G-Witch. And honestly, might want to hold off anyway. There, we'll get some more, you know, eventually
there's
gonna
be
we'll
art
get some
books
art
books. Yes, which yeah. will be more helpful because, yeah. They've already done one, but they haven't done stuff for, like, Core 2 and stuff yet, in terms of just raw art for them, which would be nice to have. But, yeah. Alright.
Okay, you're going to be happy.
Oh, what is it?
I was being sarcastic. We rolled World Heroes. Though I believe last time you actually were like, this is all right.
Yeah.
Like, you hate the idea more than the actual reality.
Yeah. Well, let's see what we get then.
I mean, the rule of this one is we just roll for a while, right? Because each one of these takes very little time, and we just sort of, you know, we roll, we talk about it, and we roll again. We do that until we decide we're done with the episode.
That's fair.
And we are starting with the Guan Yu New Gundam.
Alright, the Guan Yu New Gundam. Alright, let me pull it up. The World Heroes pages, multiple artworks and whatnot that I have to pull up now. Alright, so we've got... Oh, what is this one? Alright. Which one comes first? This is comes second. Okay. This is the... Alright. I think I've got this, kinda. Wait, no. Why are there two? There's Guan Yu New Gundam, and then there's the Wu Sheng Guan Yu New Gundam, which I assume is the... Yes, okay, that's the second form. Okay, so this one's the original. Okay, give me a sec. Let me link you to where I'm at. Alright, I am on the Gundam Info series page. This is for SD World Soketsuden, which is the earlier one.
Sangoku Soketsuden.
Yeah.
No, World Soketsuden is the later one. So this is his enhanced form, I think.
Well, if you look at the list, there's two. There's two.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
And I assume the first one's the original one. Or the one on the right. The simpler one.
Yes.
Guan Yu New Gundam. A brilliant and compassionate man. His firm convictions drive him to leave his former resident of Luoyang. An expert battle tactician and hero often considered to be the best.
You know, there's a lot of... Very often you get to see like these adaptations and they're like, here's the deal with this Three Kingdoms character. And I'm like, I disagree. There's not really a lot to disagree with Guan Yu. He's just kind of the best to ever do it.
Mm-hmm. Too bad this Guan Yu, this form of him doesn't ever get to become a random vengeful ghost that's hanging out for a little too long.
Or do anything cool, frankly.
Right, because you've actually seen this.
Yeah. He doesn't get a lot of attention in that show.
Yeah. Well, to talk about the design, the head is, we have, obviously an SD. It's the New Gundam head, with additions including, one, a beard, because it's Guan Yu. It has to have the beard.
To be honest, not a very impressive beard. They should have tried harder.
Yeah. The sides of the head have a little, like, green and gold ornamentation. The V-fin, obviously, is a little bit more fancy. He's wearing a little hat that has two long... It's got a crown on it, like a green crown. The hat itself is green for most of it. And then also has these two, like, ribbons going out to the side. I guess, yeah, it's probably the best way to describe them. For the torso, it's pretty much the new Gundam torso, but it's got some gold lining around, like, around the vents, as like on the chest, instead of just the vents being gold. Otherwise, it's actually very similar to just the standard new Gundam chest. The shoulders, in fact, do have an the Amuro A in gold on one of them, which is kind of funny. It also has asymmetrical shoulders. The other shoulder just has some, like, gold fiery-looking bits on the bottom, like, lining the bottom. And then also you have a dragon's... So the left shoulder with the A has the dragon's upper, like, skull. As kind of like an or like, you know, it's green and gold sticking out of the side. And then you've got the dragon's lower jaw on the right side. The arms are simple little SD arms, you know, not much going on. And they are just basically the new arms for the arm design. For the waist, the central crotch piece has also, like, a mouth design on it. You can see, like, very obviously, like, teeth, you know, in gold ornamentation in the middle. And then each of the front skirts has the upper part golden, and the rest of the skirt is just, like, the new skirt. And then he has, like, a fold wrapping around the sides and the back. That is, you know, green and gold with a little bit of black in the middle of it, actually, too, on the very side skirt parts of it. As for the legs are just new Gundam legs. For armaments, he seems to have, I mean, he has a Guandao, a very weird looking one. It's got, like, it's kind of scythe-y, like, it's got, like, two points coming off of it, but the way he holds it, those are actually on the back, because it looks like he swings it by the front of it, like, I don't know, it's weird looking at the way, like, the way he's two-handing it in the middle photo that we have, makes it look like, you know, that's the front, like, with the, you know, the edge and then the golden parts on the bottom, but then there's also the way he's holding it in the other photos, wherein the two points are the ones that are facing, like, the where you would say the front of the weapon is. So, maybe he can just rotate. It's fine. He's fine. It's an attempt at making Guan Yu. It is a motherfucking green new Gundam. Oh, wait, green because it's, okay, I see. Psycho Frame colors, right, like on the Vercot and stuff is what they're kind of evoking.
Sure.
At least that's why I would assume it has, like, the green energy for, like, the dragon and stuff. Plus, I mean, to be fair, Guan Yu is always shown wearing green.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, like, the, you know, green dragon crescent blade, and, you know, I believe he's spoken of as having emerald eyes, etc., you know.
Yeah.
The kid itself says that his weapon can combine with Zhang Fei and Liu Bei's. I'm not seeing, like, I'm looking at, like, Schizophonic doesn't seem to have that. I'm not seeing that anywhere.
I was gonna say, it might depend on the order that he got them. Like, let me look. Like, did he get the Zhang Fei one afterwards? Because if he got that afterwards, it might be that, it might be in the Zhang Fei review. Let's see.
I have no clue.
I'm on the wiki right now. I'm looking. Oh, God, I hate it, because trying to find, like, I'm like, I don't recognize the kanji for, you know, I have to just look for the new Gundam here. Let's see. God, they did so many of these. It's actually a little hard to find it quickly, just because they ended up doing a lot more of these than I thought. Zhang Fei, the God Gundam.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he has the Zhang Fei second here. Yeah, no, it's Schizophonic at least doesn't actually, like, do anything with combining Zhang Fei, and does have them doing the oath together.
And also, I mean, you know, so listen, it also could easily be, yeah, that is a fun little pick. It could easily be just a misleading line, right?
Yeah.
It says, you know, like, weapon can combine with Liu Bei and Zhang Fei. It could just mean that they can hold it.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's his upgrade, which is the Wusheng Guan Yu New Gundam, a new form achieved by mastering combat, as they word it here.
I love to master combat.
This thing, okay, so... This is the same design, but extra in all ways that, in a very SD Gundam way, which is to say, in ways I don't necessarily like.
I feel like the actual trend is not that you dislike these designs in general. I feel like you tend to dislike the Sengoku Soketsuden ones and the World Hero ones you find more interesting, which is also how I feel.
Well, like, because, okay, what have we done here? We've added some extra crest to the head around the V-fin, and it's, like, above the V-fin. It still has the hat in the back, but has just a bunch of extra green spikes coming out of the head, green and gold spikes. The torso is the same, but then you hit the shoulders, and you just have these absolutely gigantic, like, gold and green pieces sticking out of the shoulder, and it no longer resembles anything. Like, the dragon head feels like it's basically gone. It's just, like, I can kind of see what it's going for, because it's still asymmetrical. Like, the left shoulder has more going on there, but it's just kind of gold and green hanging bits. I can kind of see the dragon head at the base of it, but it's not as cool. And then the right shoulder just has, you know, the two spikes. It's not even, like, there's not a lot else going on other than way spikier in the shoulder department. Oh, and I guess he has gained green wrists looking at it. And then the skirt, the front skirts have added some additional spikes to them, and then the side skirts have gotten additional ornamentation. They've lost the black and have become just golden green instead for the rest of the fold. The legs are the same, but then for the feet, you get these, you know, big pointy shoes added that are that have two, like, the each shoe has a set of horns on it. And then the weapon,
it's got, like, the green glow.
The weapon just looks more fucked up and weird. They also, it's interesting on the kit, because on the kit, it, they changed it so that green is more like a blue, like, or a teal, maybe, would be a better way of putting it. It's more blue.
Sure. I think, as opposed to being, like, an acid green of the base one, I think this one looks more like, there is more blue in it, but the effect to me is seeming more emerald in the way I think of it, you know?
The weapon has changed a little bit. It has gotten way more gold at the base of it. And now, obviously, on the kit, this is funny, though, because on the kit, the weapon is molded basically as one piece. Or, I think it's two pieces. It's the head and then the handle. But yeah, then, okay. So then the other thing is that shoulder where you can see, like, the dragon head, the teeth, etc. It becomes a sword. And my brain goes, no, you can't do that. Like, I know it's called the Guandao, which is, like, you know, Guan's sword, but he uses a pole axe basically, or a pole, a pole sword.
But they combine to be his big Guan, and that looks all right.
Do they both combine? I see it. Yes. Okay. When you combine both of them, that's better. Because that resembles something that is more like Guan Yu's. Like, you know, it's still it is something that does resemble a Guan Dao.
There's a little bit of geometric mess of shapes going on here, but you know.
Yeah, that's the only thing, is I'm just not a big fan of that. It's just so much is happening. There he is riding a motorcycle.
I believe this is the Seiryu Engetsu to Shigoku, which is a useful thing that I said and means anything to anyone.
Yeah. Also, it's funny because, like, on this website, they have the 2D art, which is the one I prefer looking at. This design is actually much harder to parse when you look at the CG art of it from here. I definitely feel like the 2D art is just better to look at.
Like a lot of these, I think the most parsable art of it is the, like, slightly painted model kit from the manual.
Yeah, by and far. That is actually the most helpful. Well, and I think that's it for Guan Yu. Does he have... I don't think he has any other forms, it seems like, looking at it.
No, he basically doesn't exist in like, in World Heroes, he's a codec call once or twice.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, let's... Let's roll another again. One. Yep. Sorry, SD fans, that I'm like this.
Okay, this one's gonna be fun.
Alright, what is it?
It's the Sasuke Delta Gundam.
Ooh. Sasuke Delta. Hold on, let me go to... That's gonna be in the others, I think. If it's... Oh, it's not even gonna be on this site, because this site's only, This site is just the Three Kingdoms one, so... This one I will need to find on, The other, the website with the CG. Oh, here we go. You already got it. Cool. All right. Sasuke Delta Gundam. Ooh, yeah, no, I remember this one, actually. I do like this one.
And give me a moment, and I'll also find it, which is a phonic for you.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, this guy's good, and he has a
variant.
Oh,
no, sorry, this is the upgrade, my bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know there's a variant also of this, so we'll talk about both of them, obviously, but yeah.
Okay, here is Sasuke.
Alright, Sasuke Delta Gundam. So, what we have here is, well, it's the Delta Gundam, right, which is to say it's a Hyakushiki-esque Gundam. However, instead of gold, it is black, gray, and then red and light blue are the kind of accent colors to describe it. So the head is like a Delta Gundam / Hyakushiki head. It has, you know, the weird V-fin that the Delta Gundam has, where it's like the very short V-fin that is more like horns going straight up. Interestingly, also, it has horns coming out of the Mohawk camera, and then mm-hmm. the forehead gem has a bunch of ornamentation on it, like, in the middle you've got, I can't actually see what that's supposed to be.
It looks like, a fish? It looks like a sort of, well, it's like someone with their head on fire. You can see eyes, and then, like, the flames rising up.
Yeah. And then, there's also a, So, on the back of the head, we have a shuriken, which resembles, like, it would be being used as, like, a hair tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a why am I spacing on the name of it? A kitsune mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the side of the head.
On the side of the head, which is kind of fun.
Slight, like, just sort of overshadowing, like veiling slightly, but not covering its head Vulcans.
Yeah. Then for the torso, Delta Gundam style torso, but with added red detail. The red detail is kind of interesting because it's actually asymmetrical. You can especially notice it on the shoulder and the waist, but even on the chest, it's a bit asymmetrical. You've also got these little blue, like, light pieces over the chest, like, in the middle, and also, like, above the vents and stuff. For the shoulders, the physical design is symmetrical, but, like, the left shoulder has some of that red on the edge of it. You've got blue on the top of the shoulders, along with some, gray. The arms themselves, nothing too special, other than, you got some cool wrist, like, blades sticking out, like, claws. Which mm-hmm. I assume can fold down over the hands is what my assumption would be. Let me see.
Yes, they can.
Yeah. Okay, they push down a bit more.
They mostly do that for its alternate, its sort of mobile armor form, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to call it.
And for the legs, and the waist, this is a little interesting. So you have, so for the middle crotch, you've just got, you know, like a central crotch piece, as expected. It's got, like, the little flame decal running along the side of it, and it runs up the skirt in an interesting way from, like, the between both skirts and the front part. Yeah, what were you gonna say?
A detail that I we should mention, there is sort of, like, creeping, like, poking out at various points, like, from behind, is, like, the transparent blue plastic effect.
Yeah.
So it has sort of, like, blue glow sort of pervasive, but not too, like, attention-grabby, I would say. Because, you know, this is supposed to be a ninja, an evil ninja, so.
Yeah. The side skirts are interesting because it's got, like, big side skirts with some gray detail. Oh, right, these are for the transformation, probably. I think these were one of the legs, or this is where, like, some of the legs of the transformation are stored. I was like, the Delta Gundam doesn't usually have big side skirts like that, but it makes sense, actually, when I see the transformation, because these are where the hind legs are stored for the transformation. You can kind of see the claws of the hind legs on the front of them. The legs themselves, mostly obscured by the skirt, and I mean, they're SD legs, so they're not very big. Though you've got some armored feet that, you know, have like gray armor on the top, then you've got some of that like purplish, the very dark blue for the rest of the foot, the light blue running around the sides of the foot, and then the right foot has a flame decal on the side of it. I do like the way the flame, like, kind of runs as, like, a between the left shoulder, you know, the left side of the chest, then, you know, you get the way it, like, goes across the skirt and then into the foot there. I just kind of like that it's got this, like, weird, like, diagonal of red going on. Yeah, and then this has a mobile armor form. It's Senko form, which is the fox mask moves in front, or moves, actually, I believe, yes, to the back of the head is what I think that, no, wait, no, that's not.
No, it's in front of the face.
Yeah, it's in front of, but, okay, it's in front of the face. The V-fin, I guess, shifts to the back, though. It's weird, because, like, here, like, look at the back of the head of the transformation. I'm like, how does this transform, is my curiosity. Hold on, let me scroll up. Okay, you kind of, like, reverse the head.
I think you pull out the V-fin and then put the mask in the slot that the V-fin slots into. And then
yeah,
put the...
Yeah, you also flip the head around in a weird way. See?
Hmm, yeah.
This is a very weird transformation to get this dog head going on. But the lower jaw of the dog head is actually on the back of the mobile suit mode head normally, but then you flip that part as well. You do a lot of weird flipping, but it's not like the whole head rotates. It's like parts of the head rotate. It's kind of a nightmare.
This shot is fucked up.
Oh, yeah, I was about to link that. When I just said this is a nightmare, it was that one right there where he's just got the big lower jaw, but no mask on. Yeah, and then the rest of it is just... The arms have the claws fold in front, and it actually grasps the claws completely with the hands. Then the side skirt pulls out the legs, and then the feet, and the feet just kind of clap together on the back, and they form the tail, which is kind of fun. And also it carries around a katana in the mouth. I think it. You can't really see it on the normal... Oh, you can see a little bit of it on the normal design from the front. You can see the sheath for it. Yeah, so it unsheaths its blade and carries it in the dog mouth, which, you know, that's always a fun... I do think it's a fun little design. Weird, but it's fun.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Then this is upgraded.
Well, it actually isn't. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, wait, that's right. So there are two ninja in World Hero. There is Sasuke here, who ends up siding with the protagonists, and there's Saizo, who doesn't. He's the bad ninja.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So then, yeah, Saizo, who is the Delta Kai Gundam, which, okay. So his design, a similar head overall, though some differences include that the... V-fin is a bit more standard. It's still very vertical, but this is based on the Delta Kai, so it's got a bit more of a Gundam-y thing going on. It also has a purple, like, flaming mask piece, like, between the eyes and the faceplate there. And then you also get some additional purple and little wings on, like behind the Vulcan, like, it's got, like, the side of the head things going back. It does still have, you know, the shuriken ponytail going on. The torso is mostly new, actually. Again, Delta Kai, so you get a very white torso. It's Oh, actually, okay, I was looking at the model, you know what, looking at the character design, it does have a bit more purple going on the torso here, though. Just kind of a lot of... I always have a hard time describing sometimes, because these smatterings of color are not, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not...
They don't obey the rules we're used to on this show.
Yeah, it's just, you have in the center, you know, a mix of light and dark purple, and then above each of the vents you have a mix of those colors just kind of smattered around.
All over a white base.
Yeah. Then for the shoulders, you get, you know, purple on the tops of the shoulders.
The Sasuke had the pattern on the left side. This has a pattern on the right.
Yeah. You get, you still have, like, you know, the wrist claws and everything. The arms kind of are very similar, though the claw design, I think, is a little different, actually. It's a bit, these are sharper, I guess I would say. Like, they have a more angular design to the claws.
Well, because this one can't transform, and so they're like, okay, we don't have to worry about that, we can just try and make it look good as a base part.
Yeah. For the skirts... ironically, it still has the same side skirts with the dog legs in them, which is kind of funny. Then the front skirts, though, again, just like the front crotch, you have like the, you know, that blue for like the pattern going, you know, the other way. Same with like on the right skirt, but then on both skirts you have a black like arrow with a little bit of purple in the middle, or I say black, it's like a very dark blue. Then for the legs,
of the side skirts there you have kunai embedded.
Yes,
which you had on the Sasuke as well, but it was all the same color, so it sort of blended in.
It's so weird that this guy kind of has like a fake transformation thing going on, because yeah, he just has dog legs inside of his side skirts, but he's not supposed to. Like, you're not supposed to use them, which is really funny. I'm like, why do you even have these still?
That's world building. He used to have that form and he outgrew it. That's not lore. I'm just saying these things.
Yeah. Also, I didn't notice this from the design because of the way his eye is. He has an eye patch on the right eye.
Yeah, it's like, it almost looks like a monocle, but it is clearly not see-through, so...
It's interesting, though, because it is over, you know, his eyes, because you do put down two eye stickers. Like, you can see the eye behind it, which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, and then you just kind of have, you know, SD simple legs with big feet. The feet have black on the top, or dark blue on the top, and a little bit of purple running along the sides. The thing on this guy that's weird is he's got a big backpack covered in shurikens. You know, it's supposed to resemble like the funnels, like, you know, you've got one on each side. It's supposed to kind of resemble the funnels from the Delta Kai, but they have a shuriken at the base of the quote-unquote funnel, and then a shuriken at the end of the funnel on each side. And yeah, just the guy's got a lot of fucking shurikens. It looks a little goofy, in my opinion. Don't think it looks all that great, personally. I did notice that he has green eyes, so I presume that he at some point is going to become good later.
I'm trying to remember exactly how this goes. I think it's like he is following Nobunaga, and Nobunaga is like a good guy but kind of a dickhead, and then gets an evil sword and goes full evil, and then gets cured, and then they're both good, I think. Okay. Maybe.
Looks like the way it uses the shurikens, interestingly, is it actually can combine like two of them to make, like, you know, a big shuriken. It just kind of fills it out is what it really does when they, you know, the top and bottom combine. Doesn't, you know, do like different angles, it just makes it like a bigger shuriken of the same shape. This design's fine. I thought I would like it more, like, from the offset, but then, like, the more I've stared at it, it's actually, you know what it is? I like the colors on this a bit more, but I think I actually think the Sasuke is a lot cooler than the Saizo overall, though.
Yeah, the other elements of the design I don't think are as good.
Yeah. Well, and those are those two related units. Another I guess.
All right.
Just keep going.
Caesar Legend Gundam.
Ooh, Caesar Legend. With the legend being Caesar? That's so weird. Okay, let me find him. Here we are. Caesar Legend Gundam. The good thing is, because there's an EN Gundam info page when I look up these characters, it does... Oh, this guy kind of rules, actually, huh?
He's not bad.
Yeah, this is a neat one. Does this one have a toy, I assume? Let's see.
I'm positive.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
They all have toys.
Schizophonic. Let's find the Caesar Legend. I keep accidentally closing the fucking BB Senshi section, or the, you know, the SD section. I'm like, wait, I need to
okay,
keep
found
this
it.
Open. Oh, you found it? Cool. Link it.
Yeah.
Woo! Alright. Okay, we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. That's a fun little element, but we'll talk about the base design. So, what we have here is a Legend Gundam designed to have, like, Roman-styled armor. So, you know, you've got the primary color is, like, the dark gray and the darker blue that the Legend Gundam has, and then also the red and the white. So, it actually retains, like, just the Legend Gundam's actual colors, which is cool. But, like, for the design, you've got kind of, like, a Roman Centurion helmet thing going on. You have the V-fin, which has, like, a little white, like, bird on the bottom of the V-fin, or, like, some kind of ornament. On the base of the forehead gem. Then you've got, behind the V-fin, like, you know, the front of the helmet. You have these two, the front of the helmet, I should say, has, you know, a bunch of white ornamentation all over it. Which also, it has, like, two horns extending upward on either side. Behind the forehead armor,
but the horns are very much like the especially if you look at the painted art.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like the they're like the face guard parts of a helmet, except for pointing the
they're,
other way.
They're going up instead of down though. And then you have the behind that the Mohawk camera, which has a Mohawk on it. The Mohawk camera has a Mohawk on it, like a knight. You know, it ends in, like, a blade at the top, but, like, a helmet blade, like, an ornamental one. It's cool.
A big axe blade, but, yeah, kind of imitating, like, a tall geese style helmet, which is, of course, in turn, imitating Roman helmets.
Yeah. Then on the side of the head, you have a bit more dark blue and white with white lining for some more helmety bits. Then you have the actual cheeks, which are still in, like, the dark gray. And then the face is actually a pretty... plain face overall, like, you know, you've just got, like, the flat face, which makes sense, because, again, it's the Legend Gundam's face, with a pointy red chin, you know, you got green eyes going on with this guy, as you hit the torso, you do get, basically, you know, it's the Legend Gundam's torso, but you got, like, around the dark blue parts, you get all this white lining to, you know, make the armor fancier,
The base kit, obviously, like, unpainted, you know, doesn't look nearly as good. Always the case. But I really like the combination of colors here, where you have, like, the lavender and gray and silver and blue. It just looks really sharp.
Mm-hmm. It looks really good. And it's funny, because this one is just using, like, those colors are just the Legend Gundam's, you know, colors. Mm-hmm. The shoulders are fancy as fuck on this guy, so you've got... The shoulder armor has three bars of, like, the navy blue with the white lining around it, like, you know, going around on the top face and then on the front and back face, like, you know, it's like a stripe on it. It's got three basically big, thick stripes on each shoulder on the top. Mm-hmm. You've got, like, some white ornamentation below that, just kind of doing some, like, I don't even know how to describe it, just some wavy little shapes.
Like... It's dumb because this is just the terms I have for it, right? But it's like gilding, but not gold.
Yeah. Then out of the side of the armor, you then get, like, you know, more armor sticking out of the side in white, with fucking, so it is, white armor. It's got, like, you know, a little bit of blue, indentation going around it. And then on the white square in the middle of the armor on the top, you've got, like, capes that are clasped on. to these.
The clasps are such a spectacular little detail on this little thing.
Mm-hmm. And then
just the two little rivets in there.
So it's got, yeah, the two little rivets, and it's got a cape on each shoulder. It also has sticking out of the bottom of these shoulders, almost like more, you know,
silver tassels
yeah. or something. Yeah. Or like, yeah, it's like, it reminds me of like, you know, the bottom of an epaulette or whatever. But
yeah,
you know, it's ridiculous. Speaking of epaulets, forgot to mention, the base of the shoulder armor also has three white pieces of armor sticking around, out of the front and back, as, you know, again, more little, like, ornamentation, like, tassels. For the upper arm, it's mainly just gray, though the forearms, you get more, it's mostly that dark blue, and then you've got some ornamentation on the front, and the sides. It also has at each corner of the, of, you know, the square arms, you get, like, just this pure white, armor, that ends flat on the wrist, but then it has, like, a point where it's, on the other side of it, like, you know, where it's, on the upper part of the forearm. Then the hands are just gray. Just gray hands. For the front skirt section, it kind of is all together. You just got this big fold. It's got, for the central crotch piece, you've got white on the top, and then you've got like a red triangle pointing down with some blue armor, some more white, like kind of clasping around, some red in the middle, and then the bottom of it ends in like the blue point. Then each of the front skirts, you've got a lot of white lining around it with, like, you know, the navy blue in the middle. It's got like cornucopias, kind of, is actually what it looks like for the design there. You see what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because it's got, you know, the horn sticking out of the one side, and then you've got, like, the little fleur-de-lis-looking thing sticking out of the other side of it.
Dylan, you're embarrassing yourself here.
Oh, yeah. What?
Fleur-de-lis, L-I-S. Sorry. There's nothing on the end, yes, so you don't say the S. Don't you know you're French?
I mean, look, I have been watching Blood Plus, and it did amuse me that they pronounce it Chevalier instead of, you know, Chevalier, like people tend to say. And I was like, oh, Chevalier. That actually makes sense for how that would be pronounced, doesn't it?
I've never heard anyone say Chevalier. I mean, I guess I don't hear people say that word very much, but...
Well, yeah, Chevalier, Cavalier, I guess, would be the other one, which, you know, I think derives from the same source there. And then I was like, oh, wait, Chevalier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that is a French... never thought about that.
Yeah. So Cavalier is just, like, a really butchered version of it, I think. Because that would be Cavalier, if that was French, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're French, please don't yell at me. I'm sorry. don't you at me.
I laugh at your attempts to defend yourself from culture.
Look, I am Eastern European. I am not British. I am not your enemy.
I'm German and Irish. I'm everyone's enemy.
Yeah. Well, and then the bottom of each of the front skirts also has, like, more hanging ornamentation. The way it's weird, like, the outer one, you know, it's, like, white around the edge, and it's got, like, a red circle at the end. As you go in, it still has this, like, you know, it has three of these on each side, but also then you get, like, more white armor also hanging in front of these. Lots of hanging armor on this guy. And then actually from the center crotch armor, I didn't notice this, you've also got a bunch of circles hanging from the middle that are, like, red in the middle and, like, you know, with white on the outside, just hanging from the center of the crotch area. For the side skirts and the legs, you actually have very beefy legs. Like, you can actually see the legs on, like, a lot of the SDs here. You know, vents in the knee area. Then below the knee, you get a little bit of dark blue armor with some spiky white at the bottom. The ankle guards, like, you know, the little, instep guards that are sticking out of the, you know, the leg there, have, like, a X shape going on, almost like some strapped shoes, basically, is what it looks like, because of the way the white goes there. And the same with the feet, actually. It just looks like it's got, like, strapped up, you know, boots going on with the white. And then the feet themselves, you know, you've got your red and the dark gray, and it's just, it's Gundam feet. But yeah, no, this one's a fun one, overall for the, like, you know, design. Also should mention for the back of it, the back skirt also has a bunch of ornamentation going on. Lots of those, circles hanging off the back, like the ones that are on the front of the crotch, just three of them on the back, one on each skirt, and then also one in the middle. Has some extra red parts it can wear?
Yeah, because it has an install.
Okay, yeah. So what it does here is it gains a mask, which is pretty cool. I like this yes. red mask, like this clear red mask it wears. It also adds some extra red to the end of the helmet blade. Then it gets a lion head on the right arm that is breathing fire. And then some... Mm-hmm. Kind of just extra crap on the back, basically. Like, everything else that's left over goes onto the backpack. Which well, does it's resemble imitating
the legend.
Legends, yeah. Because yeah. It's got spikes, you know, three spikes on each side and then two spikes on the top that are, like, a different design. So it is the Legends backpack. It is just funny, though, because it just kind of is like, yeah, here's all the other stuff on the back.
And then it can combine all of these parts, the lion head and then the parts from the backpack.
To make a little lion friend. It's so cool.
A little lion. It's, that attacks for him.
I kind of love it. It's got a flaming tail. It's, you know, got the... Because it's using the Legends bits as the rear legs, it's got, you know, these spiky rear legs. It's cool. It's just a little lion guy. I love this.
It's kind of a bummer how he gets treated in the show, because he basically spends the whole time being like, okay, I'll do whatever you want. Like, I'm supposed to be, like, the greatest king of all, but just do whatever... I'll do whatever you want. Just, you know... Please bring my wife back. And then at the end, they're like, haha, we were manipulating you. And he does one big attack with these effects and is then just instantly defeated.
Who's his wife?
Cleopatra.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So this is just a dumb thing. In this image, we're going to have a folder for this one just because this stuff's a little annoying to find. It notes his sword here, the Gissa Spada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is his, you know, famous sword. The Spada is in fact a name of a type of sword.
Mm-hmm.
Not this type though. That's a Spada. It's a predecessor to the rapier.
Yeah.
This is specifically a Spatha. They just fucked up.
Ah, okay. They just fucked up the name.
Yeah. It's just, like, the classic, you know, like, basically, like, companion to the Gladius, the Spatha, which is clearly what this is.
Yeah. It's a cool-looking sword, I will say.
I said Gladius, not like a fucking
clown.
Yeah,
I was like Gladius.
I apologize.
I love
Gladius. I was thinking of Gradius.
I was gonna say, my favorite shooter, Gladius.
Please, it's Gradius. Anyway. It's Latin, sir.
God. All right. Want to roll another? I mean, let's see. How long?
Sure.
How long have we been going? Yeah, 47 minutes. We could do like one or two more, yeah.
Do you want to just do Cleopatra since we're here?
Yeah, yeah. Does she get a toy? I assume not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does. Okay. Oh, right.
She gets possessed.
She's the Cubile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the... Yeah, okay. I remember this.
So we get to cover... both her and her dark mask form.
Yeah, okay. One sec. It only has the one figure, though. Okay, I mean, I guess that makes sense. You would just simply remove the mask.
Well, she also has different colored effects and stuff, so...
Oh, okay. Okay, I see what they did. They never did one of the base form for her, in terms of toy.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess we'll... talk about the base form first, then, because that's what she's supposed to look like. So, Cleopatra Cubile. Definitely a Cubile, but, like, some interesting things going on to make this also... She's kind of more of a Gundam Cubile. So, you have, like... The top of the head, you know, ends in a... you've got, like, the white bit going back, ending in a point, right? It's got a little bit of extra gold around the horn, all the way to the front, where you've also got this, like, little red gem in the middle. More gold lining. She has the classic Cleopatra hair going on also, you know, like, the dark hair with the bangs. in that specific way on the top of the head. She also has, like, some, like, you know, Egyptian pharaoh style gold around the head, like these big, it's like the big headdress, you know, with mostly gold, though. It has three feathers, and the middle feather is red, like sticking out of the side there. And then also it's got a little bit of red on the sides, it looks like. Sadly, I can't see, like, a good view of her base form from behind because, well, we don't have a figure of that, so we only have the Dark Mask version. Though it looks like the headdress around the back, it does have, like, some little, like, going off the Dark Mask version, it has, like, some little golden, like, loops on the back, like, a little, like, string of gold, which is kind of nice looking.
There is apparently a model of her not spooked, or maybe someone just, no, this is official.
No, that's official.
Maybe someone just heavily modified
I guess,
it, but yeah.
I guess, Schizophonic doesn't have this one, funnily enough.
Huh.
Oh, wait a minute. I wonder if, hold on a second.
This is a Gundam Base exclusive.
Oh, it was a P-Band, or not P-Band, a Gundam Base, so, which is basically the same thing. Okay.
Oh, I like this cover, though. Look at this cover art.
Okay, so they, okay, it was, but it was an exclusive, so that explains why, Schizophonic does not have it.
I also, it's really fucked up seeing this Quebly in tricolor, basically, with a lot more gold, but in tricolor.
Quebly.
Is,
make fun of my pronunciation.
Excuse me. Sorry. No, sorry, yeah, that's the falling back into my old ways before I heard anyone's, before it was just a thing I saw in video games. I was like, oh, the Quebly, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry, Quebly. But it is making me wish for a hobby Quebly.
Yeah, no,
that
I get
fucked
you.
Up.
I get
that would
it
look fucked
though.
Up and cool.
So, yeah, the back of the head though, yeah, it still has that ornamentation. I like that it also has the hair at the base of the, heads, because, you know, she has the Cleopatra hair. And then the face is just, like, kind of, this is, like, where it gets, like, they are definitely, like, adjusting this to make this look more person-like on, like, the Kyubele. You know, you have the very big mask.
You're just saying that because she has breasts.
No, I'm talking about I was talking about the face. And the
I
head.
Know, I know, but it's just, like, anytime they do a girl, it's just, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think they're cowards for not giving her a Kyubele head, more so.
I feel like the stretched back part, I get it.
Yeah. Well, big white mask, though, two big green eyes, or red eyes, because that's how you denote whether someone is good or evil in SD things, is are the eyes green or are they red?
And in the real world.
I mean, I guess if I saw someone with pure red eyes burning with rage, I would probably be a little like, oh, something's going on here. Some really good contacts, or if those aren't contacts, I'm a little scared. Oh, that reminds me of, like, sorry, a little quick aside. One time my grandpa went diving, like scuba diving, and he surfaced too quickly, and the mask, you know, like kind of suctioned to his face. Anyway, it popped, like, all the blood vessels in his eyes, so his eyes were, like, completely red.
Oof.
Not all of them, but you know what I mean. Like, a bunch of them popped in his eye, and so his eyes were, like, pure blood red for, like, a week or two. It was kind of nightmarish, actually. He's a nice man. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
It just,
I mean, these things happen.
Yeah, accidents happen. Yeah, so as you mentioned, though, as you alluded to, when you hit the chest, she just, for whatever reason, has boobs. She does have golden, like, armor kind of going around her chest as well, and around, like, the midsection there, with a little bit of red. But she just has two large white boobs.
Remember the Kyo sisters and the energy boobs?
God, I forgot about that. the shoulders, are the standard Kyubele shoulders going on, you know, where you've got, like, the good, cool, pointy shapes going on with them, and the kind of, like, butterfly wing effect for the front and back. It does keep the asymmetry, so, like, the left shoulder has, like, the two circles at the base of it, and the right shoulder has the three, pink lines. She also has a snake, in between the shoulders on the top on each side, which I think is really cool. I like these little golden snakes.
Mm-hmm.
The base of the shoulders also have gold ornamentation with, like, red stripes along the bottom, and then also some blue on the top. For the arms, you've got... you actually get an interesting thing with the arms, because you have, like, the white upper arm, but then she has, like a golden, like, bracer around the upper arm there. And then, of course, the forearms, you know, because it's a Kublai, you get the big forearm cuffs that on this are lined with gold, and then also with some little red hexagons, it looks like. Yeah, those are hexagons. Four on the, you know, the front and back, which is kind of neat. Like, little embedded jewels is what they kind of look like. A little bit more white, and then you get, like, another, you know, like, bracer, bracelet on the arm that is gold with, like, gold at the base of it and the end of it, and then it's got gold and red stripes, like, running vertically around the, you know, in between the two mm-hmm. ends of it. It also has, like, a little bit of a guard coming out on the outside on the wrist. And then the mm-hmm. hands are just pure gray. The skirt is pretty neat. It's got, like, so you got a big, basically a big golden belt, is how I'm kind of thinking of it. It's got some, you know, gold, it's like a V shape on the front for the belt. And then, so you've got some gold, like, little bars along the top, like these, like, little curved bars connecting each side of the V, with a little bit mm-hmm. of red in the middle and a little bit of red on top of each side. On the front, you also have, like, all these hanging parts. So you got, like, in the very middle, like, a red cloth with golden lining. Then you get, like, these cool beads. I really like the beads. I think they look cool.
Yeah, with, like golden red beads with, like, below it, a hanging, like, braided gold cloth with little gold, hangers on the end and also little bands in the middle.
Mm-hmm. You also get more of that gold cloth with the alternating gold and red like stripes at the end of it on each side of the skirt there. And then
kind of fanning out like a lizard's frill.
Mm-hmm. And then you get these really long dark blue side skirts that have they also end in the alternating gold and red like stripes at the very base of them, and also has these golden chains running along the sides to the back.
And, like, the chain style is, like wallet chain.
mm-hmm. On the back, you get more of the same designs, though, because this is a Kublai. She does have, like, a big tail section, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so on the top of it, it actually... They make it so the red... with the red and gold, kind of resembles the lines that are on the top of the Kublai's tail binder. Then for the legs, you've got basically some Kublai legs, though they have a gold and two gold stripes with a red stripe running down the middle of the two gold stripes on the lower leg there, on the center. And then for the shoes, you get these curled boots. Like, the base of the foot is still, like, you know, the Kublai, like, you know, the big base of the foot. But then, instead of having the pointy shoes, she has curled shoes that are, also gold. Yeah, little elf shoes.
You can also see she has, like, Quebly knees under there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is a fantastic-looking model.
Yeah, no, the design does look good. Then, of course, there's the Dark Mask version, which is... Overall similar, but she has, well, one, the colors are dark, like, all the white has become, like, a very dark purple, and all the red has become, like, a lighter purple. And the mm-hmm. other thing is she has a evil mask that has, like, a cobra on it, but the cobra has, like, it looks like it has demon wings. If I'm seeing this something. Right. Mm. Oh, no, actually, I mean, no.
It just has a cobra hood, but then it has a thing behind... It has, like, a chair back behind it or something. It's
weird.
Confusing
okay.
what's happening there.
It also mentions that this kit comes with a dark mask that can also be applied to other things.
Yeah, you can see that just below there is the dark mask, which is just an item that that gives you power but possesses you.
Yeah. I do think these colors look pretty good. She also, in this form, has a staff, which is a golden staff with a cobra at the end of it, and a bunch of purple fire.
Oh, she has
fire.
That in her normal form. It just doesn't have the fire, and it has a red gem.
Okay. But yeah, then it has, yeah, and this one, purple fire. The dark mask is interesting, because it actually comes out of the tail binder, because you can see the tail binder can actually pop up. So it's kind of like replacing the funnels that she would have. With how it comes out of the tail. So that's kind of fun. I do like the way this looks on her. And you can distribute the dark mask to other things, as Schizophonic shows here. Yeah, she's a cool design. Not much else to say about the dark form, because it's basically, you know, just a recolored form with an extra mask on. But yeah.
There's Schizophonic has fun with it and has Zhuge Liang struggling with the mask.
That's fun. My favorite of those is the when he the high grade Gundam struggling with the mask here, or the 130 minute sister struggling with the mask.
It is actually a slightly fun beat in the show when, so there is a bit of a mask problem, and I don't think it's Liu Bei, but one of the protagonists gets possessed by the mask, and it's Wukong, and so they're fighting him for a bit, and it's like, oh no, this is a problem, and then the mask moves over to Zhuge Liang, and they're like, he's a librarian, and they just, like, deck him.
You know what? That's pretty good. That's a good gag.
So.
All right. Well. All right. Should we do another or what? What should we do?
We can do one more.
Let's
sure.
Do one more. Okay. So that went by a little faster than I was thinking.
You know what? Let me put my finger on the scales here.
Uh-huh.
There is one that said, so let's do the other, like, so this is like the villain for a bit, and then of course there's a villain behind the villain, right? Yeah. Okay. We should do the villain behind the villain and its matching design, because those ones are a lot to look at with your human eyes.
All right, well, link me them, please.
I'm trying to find them.
Ah.
Okay, it's the Kyonki is the one I'm thinking of.
Did you find it?
So I guess we should do both since they're... No, I found the main page for it, but there is a kid of this, and it's just intense.
Oh, here. Okay. This is the only Strike Freedom, actually. I think it's the Freedom and the Strike Freedom. The Strike Freedom's evil.
That shouldn't be... There should be a Sanzang one.
Oh, I'm not seeing it on... Schizophonic may not have that. Was it was the regular one a limited one as well? Do you know?
It looks like that might be
which it was probably on, a yes. Gundam base one. So you can only get the evil one. I will say this thing is a lot, by the way.
I think this is okay. We can work with it. Anyway, we'll talk about the Kyonki, then we'll talk about the Sanzang. But
Yeah,
the Kyonki is just
A lot. There's a lot happening here. Hold on, real quick. Sorry. Oh, I also found a superior Strike Freedom dragon. By the way, is the other one I found there, which is just okay. And then there's Zhuge Liang, who is the Freedom.
Uh huh. Okay. So. Here's the CG of this. Okay, if I can fucking get here's Sanzang. If you can find one that looks like this,
yeah, give me that. Let's take a look. Sanzang.
I found a link to the model kit. Right, so we can use that if we have to. But...
Yeah. Oh, it's a set. Oh. That might be why we're not finding it immediately, because it's the. Goku Impulse and Sanzang Strike Freedom together. So he probably doesn't actually have them, like, both listed. Okay. That might actually explain why it's hard. Okay, yeah, there's... is it... Let's see, is this it? The Impulse... No, the Impulse DX set is a different one.
Yes, that's the this because the weird thing is having just base Goku before he goes turns into a whole thing. This is like before the show starts.
Oh, here we go. Cute little guy. Found it for you. I think. Nope. This is the other. Damn. There's so many impulses in this fucking show.
Yes, there are a lot of impulses in this show. That's that. Oh, they're like, hey, the impulse changes forms, so let's have a bunch of them.
There's just the impulse Wukong. Okay. Schizophonic just doesn't have this for some reason. I don't think at all. Because I copied Impulse and I looked at all three Impulses. He has the Impulse Gundam, just, you know, the Sun Wukong Impulse, the DX set, and then the fancy ass, he's got the red and blue parts on at the same time and he looks all holy.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have any set with the Strike Freedom, so I guess he just doesn't have that. Huh. That's really weird because he has, like, everything else. Just doesn't have it. Alright, whatever.
Anyway,
like I said, Kyunki. You had the thing, so yeah, the Kyunki is a nightmare. I don't even know where
you're
to
saying
be-
that because he's a villain. Yes,
well,
I understand.
No, I just don't know where to fucking begin. I don't know where to begin. So you've got the Strike Freedom's head underneath the frankly absurd amount of gold and purple and more gold parts, basically.
And black. There's a lot of black here.
Yeah, well, the black is all, no like, white. The basic Strike Freedom head parts. He does have a fancy hat on. The problem is the backpack makes it hard to read everything in front of the backpack, because this backpack is a nightmare also. Mm-hmm. The Kobaku Senjin, which is the backpack. You've got, like, so it's a, but what you have here is a black Strike Freedom, with lots of gold going on. Yellow eyes also, which is interesting, and also red eyes, come with the figure. Or the,
I mean, he's
model.
Evil, but he's not possessed. He's just a dickhead.
Oh, okay. You've got this, a bunch of, like, you got a golden crown on this guy, basically, with how it wraps around the head. You've got a big golden crown, it's got some purple energy spikes coming out of parts of it, on the top and on the, sides. You've got the torso, which is the Strike Freedom torso, it's got golden vents, a little gold piece in the middle, some red in the middle, and then some red on the torso segment, as well as the beam cannon in the chest from the Strike Freedom. The shoulders are also, they are black base shoulders with lots of gold around the edges, including some gold hanging cloth, and some red at the ends of the shoulders, because this is a Strike Freedom, the joint is gold on the arm, you've got golden wrist cuffs, and you've got golden hands.
I just got a joke. What? This is jumping ahead, I'm sorry. Part of the reason his back is such a mess is it has funnels. Obviously, the Strike Freedom doesn't have fin funnels, right?
Right.
But this has fan funnels. That's very funny. That's good wordplay right there.
Alright. The front crotch piece is, like, purple with a black bar and then clear yellow and then another black bar and then more purple.
And the effect is kind of like a monster's mouth.
Yeah, the side skirt or the front skirts are the base of them is like where they connect into the waist is gold. Then they have black armor with again more clear yellow. I don't like that it only has clear yellow like basically on like the waist and the side skirts. It has them on the shoulders too. It's just harder to see because of where it's embedded.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this is kind of an ugly design. Anyway. The front skirts, though, they end in points, and they have gold at the end as well. The side skirts are big cloth side skirts that are also, you know, lined with lots of gold, some yellow energy coursing throughout. Can't even see the rear skirt, especially not in the painted picture, because Well has the backpack on, which has a cape. The legs are mostly obscured by these giant, like, you know, cloth skirts, but you can see the feet, and the feet have, you know, the red feet, with a little bit of black and gold in the middle. The backpack. Okay. You have an evil JRPG villain's, like, crown or halo going on the backpack here. It is just spikes upon spikes, you know, up the middle, spikes with like a crown shape in the middle. You've got like these purple gem embedded in the top middle and like little purple gems embedded at the base of the crown. Then on the outer part, you have a bunch of evil spikes that look a little less crowny, and these actually do kind of resemble like the Wings of Light thing that the Strike Freedom does.
Has little black rings hanging from the blade.
Yeah, it has a blade, yeah, sticking out of the direct middle of these with like some cool rings on it, which is a neat look. But yeah, and then you got more spikes that, you know, sometimes have little purple bits in them. And then he has in the middle a fancy gold like base to this whole thing that is like, again, another like fleur-de-lis shape with like purple orbs embedded in it and purple in the middle. And then it has a blue cape on the back of this just to add one more color.
With metal all over it. Yeah, gold metal embedded in the cloth cape.
Yeah. This motherfucker is ugly and I hate it. There are elements I think are cool. Also, I think it's really funny that on the model they made the feet solid piss yellow.
Yeah, they did do that. I would have said Fountain Dew yellow, but I hear you.
I mean, I'm being unkind to this motherfucker because I don't like him very much. I do like that he has eyes that are like bloodshot, like not just like red, but like they have like, you know, like darker red veins coming out of the middle of them, and they have like little like snake slits.
He does lose his temper at a certain point.
Okay. Yeah, because these are, like, angrier than your normal angry SD eyes.
I also love that this is just, you know, translation stuff, right? Thank you, Google Translate, for this gem. If you use this eye sticker, the brutality will increase at once.
He also doesn't have any handheld weapons, I notice. He just uses the back thing, like the funnels, it looks like.
The fan funnels. So, please say the name.
No, I fucking refuse. What is his deal? Explain it to me.
So he's like a researcher and learned man from another world who takes his research bad and brainwashes people to fight for him.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
He messed with Wukong's memories a bunch.
Ah. It sounds kind of like an asshole.
The fun thing they do is that they have, like, you learn that the backstory is that once upon a time, Wukong was just the Monkey King with his friend, the monk guy, and the pig man, right? Mm. From Journey to the West. But obviously in modern days, those are his, like, his silhouette forms, his silhouette packs that he transforms into, because Kyonki killed them and merged them into him as alternate personalities.
Oh, that's quite rude.
It's rude, but it's kind of a fun detail.
Yeah, no, it is a cool way to implement, like, doing the impulses thing there. Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Sunzan, who is also a Strike Freedom, so that there can be some confusion as to whether or not these are the same person for a while. Okay. They're not. Sunzan's nice.
Okay. Yeah, and he's also a very ugly Strike Freedom. He has some similarities overall in design. Does have a different crown. And I say he has some similarities. The more I'm looking at this, actually, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's actually mostly a new mold. Which I kind of hate, actually. That they would do this. That why would they do two distinct Strike Freedoms?
I like that he has, like, the, you know, like, Japanese, like, monk staff with a bunch of rings hanging from it.
Mm-hmm. So, he's got more of a hat thing going on. A very tall hat. Skull has, like, lots of gold lining.
He has
basically the same. Oh, yeah, he does have a V-fin.
He has a V-fin and horns and V-eyebrows that all sort of layer on top of each other to look very stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. It's kind of bad. The torso is actually just the same as the other one. The shoulders are a bit different, but they're not more subdued. They're just different. still gold, and you still have, you know, the red at the top, and the arms are basically the same. It's just white instead of black, and then still you got the gold wrists. It still has the little beam shield parts. Still has golden fingers. The front skirt is, or the front crotch area is a different design. It's got a red thing on the top with, like, two teeth, like, golden teeth on it. Then mostly white armor, though it does have, like, a yellow bit in the middle. When I say yellow, I mean, like, the weird glowy yellow that they use on this. The side skirts are the same design, I think, overall as the other one. Just white and gold. And ugly still. Then you have the... Oh, that's why they have the energy feet. It's because they only... They have clear bits on the feet. Like, that's what those yellow parts are on the feet. And I guess it would be hard to paint clear. So they were just like, let's make the whole foot clear. And you can paint the white and red around it. I see their logic. I don't agree with it, but I see it. He also doesn't have a backpack or anything, it looks like. They don't really have good... I'm looking at the kit. I'm not really seeing a back image of him. Oh no, there it is. Okay. I thought that was Wukong. That is him. Okay, cool. Yeah, no backpack. He does have, you know, the rear skirt, which has gold and like a bit of a tail going on, but no backpack or anything. He just has his monk staff.
It's because he's not a fighter.
Yep. He's whatever. He's kind of ugly. I mean, both of them are ugly. I guess one last thing to talk about, though, because it's related to these guys. There's this thing.
Well,
is that the character or who is this?
I don't remember this being in the show.
Okay. Well, it's
called Yeah. Where we'll do this another time. If you notice on the box art image there, it says SD Gundam World Heroes, The Legend of Dragon Knight. This is a different thing.
Oh, this is later. Okay. Okay.
This is, I believe, a show that they announced and never put out and just put out a manga. Like, shadow dropped a manga because I assume COVID fucked them over.
Okay, yeah.
There's also, have you seen, just since you brought this for us, have you seen the Dark One?
No, wait, there's an evil one of these? But this is already a golden version! Link it, I need to see it then.
I kind of think it's cool.
Let's see.
It's a little too much, but it's kind of cool.
Oh, it does the silver... Okay, right, because it's doing the superior dragon thing. I actually like this. Hold on. There is a... let me go to Mandarake real quick and show you a friend that I really like that I want to get one day. Mandarake, because I have it on my alert list. One of the old SD, they're like Banpresto SD Gundam toys that are really cool looking. I know I have it on here. Ah, here he is, the SDX Superior Dragon Dark. It doesn't have a picture of the toy here. They just have the box. Let me real quick. I'm gonna look it up because I want to show you the toy. The toy is really fucking cool. Is the thing. I actually discovered this when we did our Superior Dragon episode way back when, but like, look at this motherfucker. This guy rules. I want this one so bad, the toy of this guy.
That's pretty good.
And that's what the, this is what that one is based on, though. You can see it's got like, right. You know, the blue and the silver and it goes more purple, but clearly it's evoking this when you have an evil Superior Dragon.
Oh, and then there's a... Oh, no, that's... No, that's not... I mean, I think that is partially what it's evoking. I think what's more evoking that is the dominant superior darkness dragon.
Oh my god, there's another one. Okay.
oh man, the, like, unpainted, no stickers version of this looks kind of sick.
Yeah, it actually looks better. we can't talk about it too much. I did just see this, though, and actually, damn, I can't believe they made me, like, a Strike Freedom. This is pretty cool when you do that. And you do this.
This is a lot.
It's a lot, but it's pretty cool, in my opinion. Anyway, yeah, all right. Let's wrap it
up. This is a World Hero sub-brand, so this is valid. This will be under the same tab. We'll get there, but, yeah, we're not doing these ones right now.
Yeah. All right, Six. Yes. Where can people find you on the internet?
Hell.
Can they find you on X? It's changed. The logo's changed. It's X now. Yay. They still haven't changed the word tweet, but they did change it to X.
They didn't do that on my like, I'm looking at it right now. Everything looks exactly the same.
Oh, in the upper left, you don't have the X logo.
Let me
now.
Hit refresh. Oh, I hit refresh, and now there's the X. Okay, great.
Oh, you know what's fucked up is I've noticed that on the right, the copyright has been for X Corporation for, like, a while now, and I was always wondering why.
Well,
it seems okay. I mean, you know, he's been trying to name shit X ever since PayPal was X.com originally.
Sure. So. X is gonna give it to you. I guess you can find me on Twitter. And
no, it's X.
I'm not doing it. I will. Okay, if you wanted to call it Cross, wow. I would play along because that sucks in a good way. X sucks in a bad way.
It's X. You can find me on X. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, at @6datmar, Twitter co-host. Blue Sky, technically. I will not be tweeting on Blue Sky. If that's the one you have and you want to get a hold of me, I will answer your message. But Jack Dorsey can suck my dick. Okay? I'm not going back. I'm leaving the fucking Elon site as soon as that's feasible. Right now, that's not feasible. So, if you are on one of these services and you want to get a hold of me, please send me a message. I would love to hear from you. Questions, comments, listener requests. Definitely got some great requests recently. Really appreciate it, folks. Actually, we have a question. I forgot about this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a question from Zoe Glass. Thank you very much. I'll go ahead and post it, paste it here, but also read it. What design elements make a good grunt suit, and what suits best convey those ideas?
Oh, this is an involved one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, what makes a good grunt suit? Well,
Leo.
The Leo is a pretty good one. Yeah, the Leo is a good one. I mean, obviously, if we want to start from the very beginning, there is the Zaku 2, though, which...
Of course.
There's a reason it has lasted. I think a good grunt, some elements of a good grunt would include things like, I think it needs to be simple enough to be easily read, right? Like,
yes.
You do not want I like complex designs, we all know this about me, but I think if you want it to be a grunt, it needs to be something that is easily read right off the bat, and, you know, so simplicity helps with that. A distinct silhouette will help. You also, I think the head design is very important. Very important.
Yes. I think the head needs to convey something fundamental about the way your mecha work.
Yeah. You know, the Zaku 2 with the mono eye, or like the Leo with its weird little screen face. They just have an interesting look to convey things. And actually all the grunts I like do this. If we go all the way to like the Grays and IBO, the way the eye works on the Grays is another example of this I really like. The Grays. I also think that a good grunt, this is a personal preference, I think it leaves room to be added to.
Yes.
You know, the Zaku, we've talked about a billion variants. The Leo, you get all the different, like, little bits you can attach to it. That modularity...
Though I do think the Leo is underutilized in that fashion.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I do think you're right.
And then, like, the Grays, you know, also has, like, different attachable parts and stuff. I think that, like, being able, the part of that simplicity is that you can build off of it for a bunch of different variants. Because, of course, not only are you going to remember it if it's the one, but also if it's still appearing later in the series just with different parts on it, you're going to probably more remember that grunt as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of other things, but I'll let you go.
Let's talk about a few bad ones, just to sort of, like, talk about how this can go wrong, right?
Okay.
Some of these you may agree with, some of these you may not. I'm going to start off with the Dagger L. The Dagger L is obviously supposed to be gym-like, right? But the thing that the gym does is the gym looks like you have, like, sort of, like, melted down the Gundam, right? In a way that looks kind of like a little sad, right? The Dagger L looks like you started building the Gundam's like Gunpla and stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It looks similar enough that it makes it look incomplete in a way that I think is very ineffective.
Yeah, that's fair. I also think one of the problems, so we mentioned liking like all the Zakus, right? A problem a lot of gym clones can run into, in my opinion, is they don't have enough of their own identity still going on. Like the Leo mm-hmm. and the Greys, and I would argue like even going all the way up through G, which like the Delanza, they all kind of have their own identity when you look at them. Even though they're all clearly drawing from, like, the same idea, they're all, like, the green grunts that are, you know, mono eye or weird sensor in general kind of unit. The Dagger L, though, just looks like you've made a bad gym, you know, because it's a gym.
Mm,
yeah. If you want an example of a good gym that sticks out a lot, actually, the Dautress.
Yes.
Because the Dautress is a gym. It is not, you know, because obviously it's the opposed to the mono eye suit. However, rather than, for instance, the Dautress doing a variant on the screen faces, what if it had three eyes, right? What if it had three screens mm-hmm. on the face? But you look at this, right? And actually looking at it, it's funny because this even shares some elements with the Dagger L, right? It has the head antenna on the back. It's got, you know, the same, like similar shapes going on with, you know, the boxiness of it. It's got the chin, you know, a distinct chin, kind of like evoking a Gundam chin.
Has, frankly, bad colors.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think the overall design, pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you don't want to draw negative comparisons with your grunt, right? You don't want your people going, oh, this is a fake Zaku. You want them to look at it and go, that's a copy of a Zaku that's pretty cool. The Genus, actually, too, even, right? Because the Genus isn't just a mono eye. Remember, it can do the thing where it has the multiple mono eyes.
I actually think the Genus is a bad example.
Really?
Okay. I think the Genus is a, like, there is kind of a tier of thing, right, where we talk about grunt suits, and we kind of, there are a couple of ways we can mean that term. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Genus is a good stand-in for the Zaku 2. I think it's a fine stand-in for, like, the Zaku high mobility or something, right? But as just, like, the most base-level machine, I think it's way too, like, it looks way too tough.
That's fair. And I do think the Genus actually, ironically, even though it's a gym, does fill that Zaku role better than,
the Dautress.
The Dautress, sorry, yeah. Genus.
The Genus looks like, I mean, to be honest, the Genus kind of looks like CCA era almost. It looks like Gyarados.
Gyarados. Okay, I can see that.
It looks, and that's another criticism. That's like a criticism you mentioned the Delanza. I think the Delanza looks way too advanced to be a grunt. I think it's a great design. I don't think it's a great grunt. I don't think it's really supposed to be. I think that the grunt of that line is the Desulter.
That's true.
And even then, I think the Desulter looks a little too tough.
Really? Okay.
I like it a lot. Is it? But I think it.
I'm wondering if, so, do you feel that Ipe is not good at making good grunts?
I feel like he's not making good, making good base level grunts. I think he's great at making grunts that are, like, one step up, which is, like, where the Desulter lands, but I do think Ipe makes machines that do not feel like machines that you are making 50 million of. They look like machine you're making hundreds of thousands of, right? But, like, they don't feel like they don't look like machines that you would give someone fresh out of the academy. I just don't think that he makes machines that look like that.
How do you feel, I guess, since we're just going free for all here, how do you feel about the Catchy from Reconquista? Same thing?
No, the Catchy does pull it off. You're right to counterpoint, because of course this is another Ipe Gyobu design. I think part of what, like, the Catchy doesn't look like a lot of the designs you're mentioning that I'm objecting to. Part of the objection is they look very heavily armored, mm-hmm. right? Which I think is not what a grunt is supposed to be. These are suits you are going to have like 50 of them die in a scene. So I think the cat sheet looks a lot more flimsy. I also think one of the things that is very nice about the cat sheet is with the coloration. I don't know that I like this design as much just personally as like a design. I wouldn't buy a kit of this probably. Right. Mm-hmm. But I think the color palette and layout very much illustrates and highlights the unimportance of this individual in a way that I think is very effective. That's another thing is like you look at the Leo, you look at the Zaku, and it's just like green, and that's good.
Okay.
They do that and still have some useful color blocking, but it illustrates the uniformness and the unimportance in a way that is valuable.
So on that flip side, a design that I know everyone loves, but in terms of evaluating it as grunt, how do you feel about the Grimoire then?
The Grimoire is too tough. It's a sick design. You are absolutely right. The Grimoire does not read as a grunt to me. The Grimoire reads as, like, if I'm to make the comparison here, the Grimoire reads as, like, you're calling in the special forces, and they're still not named characters, but it's like, oh, the tougher guys have showed
up,
right?
So basically what you're saying is all of Ipe's designs that are supposed to be grunts actually come across as Doms rather than Zakus.
Yes, that's pretty much true.
And then, of course, there's his Zaku for that show, which is the Space Jahannam, and the regular Jahannam, but I prefer the space one.
And
which is
that's
also
way too cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know you're looking. There's also the regular Jahannam, which is less cool, but I feel like you're gonna have the same opinion, that it's still, you know.
The regular Jahannam walks the line. I think it comes across, I think in context, you can buy this as a you know, base level grunt. You just have to believe that the it's a faction that's very well equipped, which is true.
Okay. I'm trying to like pull examples from other shows just because I like asking. Mm-hmm. Alright, how about we talk about the how do you feel about the 00 trio? The each of the nations trio. Like the AEU enact, the flag, and
Tiran. I was thinking of the Tiran Taozu, and I said, got pulled the wrong part of it. I think the Tiran pulls it off quite well.
Okay, so the Tiran.
Another thing, I think another part of the Tiran is it comes across as something that is pretty much true, right? Which is a stand-in for tech that is already slightly outdated, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then the Tiran, the other thing with the Tiran, I think, is that while it is a bit beefy looking, you know what it also evokes while being heavily armored, though? Being slow. This thing is a tank. Mm-hmm. This is a tank.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is a bit beefy looking, but it comes across as being a machine that is, like, clunky and awkward in a way that I think is very effective.
Now, how do you feel about, like, the flag and the enact?
The flag is too cool. The Union flag is a great machine. I like it a lot. As a grunt, it comes across as way too competent and way too, like, I mean, it, like, did you ever watch Kamen Rider X-Aid?
No.
Okay. Well, then okay, late into Kamen Rider X-Aid, there is an event where a lot of people are able to suddenly become Kamen Riders, right?
Okay.
A lot of people. Okay. And a generic, like, non-protagonist Kamen Rider is what the Union flag looks like, right? It is generic, but hero-coded.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that I think undermines it in that way. Now, the Enact, ironically, looks shitty enough that it comes back.
Which is funny, though, because the Enact is just a knockoff of the flags. So
yeah, but I think the design does not look heroic. I mean, one of the things that that's always interested me is parts of the flag really remind me of Zone of Enders.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely get some. I guess I'm specifically thinking of like the Nephilim and stuff, right? It's got that look to it, or the Neith.
Uh huh.
But I think it comes across as a, like, sophisticated machine that is still, like, it comes across as like a machine, a plastic machine, right? Like, oh, you're using advanced tech, but you are using it to create a thing that is like, yeah, I guess this is, yeah, okay, sure.
One other one I want to ask you about, now that I think about it too, since we brought up this. What about the djinn? From Seed.
I think it pulls it off. I don't like the djinn very much as a design. I think, though, the MG does a lot to salvage it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little too fancy.
Well, here's the thing. I'm wondering if the wing binder is the thing that really kicks it, right? And the head crest, actually, too.
Yeah, I think they probably are.
Well, because I was thinking about, like, what you were saying with the shapes. See, I might not be good for answering this question, unfortunately, because, one, I like too many robots, and two, I realize that I am, like, too biased in my ways, because my brain was like, well, the djinn's kind of a classic guy, but then I looked at it long enough, and I realized all the things you were saying, and I'm like, oh, maybe not as much as I was thinking. Like, I don't think it's, like, great, but, you know.
So, do you agree with the things I'm saying?
I understand them and understand why most people would hold those views, even though I may not necessarily get it at first. Which I know is a cop-out answer.
I mean, you know, it's you can say, like, I'm not with you, but I understand your logic.
Well, no. I think that I'm a bad person for figuring out what's a good grunt, though, because here's the thing. Everyone knows from listening to this show, I'm AOZ fucker 999. I stare at designs and I kind of look at them in weird ways. I don't look at them like how your average person is going to look at these designs. I was talking with Jackson about the Nightingale a little while back, and Jackson's like, why did they just make a worse Sazabi? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a better Sazabi. It has like subarms in the skirt. I love the shapes on it. And Jackson's like, yeah, but it's not representing. And I'm like, what are you talking about representing? I don't care what it represents. I think it's a cooler suit. And Jackson's like, yeah, it's a cooler suit, but that doesn't mean it fits the role. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You would simply pick the thing that is cooler. I'm too brain broke about mecha in this way, though.
It's very funny, though, actually, to mention this, because I think you can, like, AOZ is a really funny example, because you can so clearly, because there's such a gradienting of the designs there, you can see the moment it becomes too much. The Jim Quell Hazel Reserve unit is a fine grunt. The Hazel 2 is too much.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. Like, now that you've, like, mentioned it, I totally get it. So I can, like, adjust my view to that. I just don't know if I'm great at identifying it, like, on my own. But now that you mentioned it, it's why I wanted to bring up the djinn there, is because my brain went, oh, wait a minute. You know. I was like, okay, I bet the djinn is going to be too much. Okay, I understand the logic now. Now that I've talked about it. How do you feel about, okay, how about the Death Army? As something from G Gundam.
G Gundam. I am a quintessential Death Army hater.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Death Army looked good, it might be too much, but I think it looks bad enough that part of the thing is, if a design to me looks bad, I naturally underestimate it, and it makes it easier for me to take it this way. If they drawn the Space Jahannam and it was just drawn shitty, I might be like, yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So, like,
this is the part where I get bad at this.
Then, if okay, here's an Age example. Then,
okay.
Let me find it. The initial one from Age. Hold on.
As Dylan knows, I am not an Age experienced individual. I'm Age before Wisdom.
Give me 1 second.
It's Age before Beauty. I'm sorry. God damn it! I fucked that up.
Whatever. I don't, what is that initial design called? I remember. Gaffran. The Gaffran. This is the initial Age grunt that the Vagans used.
Let's see this. Oh boy, that really is an edge case, isn't it?
Well,
interesting.
Yeah.
I think it works. I think it's borderline, but I think it works as a grunt.
Okay. Because, yeah, I was gonna say, because, I mean, the art style of the show, in general, right, is definitely more, you know, like this. There's also a variant of the of this called the Bokuto, and that's kind of like the heavy armored variant. So here's the Bokuto.
Bokuto also works.
Okay. Now,
but the Egos does not. The Egos is too much.
Okay. And then there is the Zetus, which is an upgraded unit that is initially piloted by Dezel, but I think they have, like, they start mass producing them later. This is obviously, like, though, when it's introduced in Ace Custom, and you can kind of tell, right?
Yes.
It's really
yes.
interesting, because I've seen people call these designs samey, but it's funny looking at these immediately, because we look at these and we go, oh, wait, actually, you can see the lineage here. These are all mm-hmm. by our good friend Junya Ishigaki. So, Victory Gundam. Okay. What would be the first grunt in Victory? Like, not counting the Shoukyu, really, because the Shoukyu's in a weird spot. Also, I imagine because mm-hmm. the Shoukyu's kind of a Gundam in a weird.
Yeah, the Shoukyu fucking rules.
It rules, but would you say it's a good grunt in the way that we've been evaluating? Becomes a harder question then, right?
It does. No.
Okay.
I think it's a little too much. The Zolo? Fine.
Okay. Oh, right. The Zolo is like one of those early ones. Yeah. The Zolo is fine, really. Even with like all the helicopter things it does and all that.
I mean, that's just part of the, that's part of you take it to the setting. Everyone has helicopter things or better.
You know what? That's fair. Okay. Okay. That is, yeah.
Tom Liot, also fine.
I'm trying to think if there's any other ones to bring up from other shows. Because, you know, we brought up the Leone Wing, and there's not really anything else, like, that is the
Gun
definitive
Easy. Fine.
Grunt. Oh, yeah, the Gun... You know what? The Gun Easy... Well, you know what the Gun Easy does? Even though it's a gym, it decides, hey, what if we gave it two eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it stand out on its own and not just feel like you mentioned, the Dagger L, which is probably the biggest failure of a gym is, like, the daggers and the Dagger L, I think. Well, well, we say Dagger L. Let me look at the normal dagger again. You know what? I think the normal, what is it called? Not the Dagger L, but the
105?
Dagger? Well, the 105 is cool, but we already know that's a cool one. We talked about that. The Strike Dagger. How do you feel about the Strike Dagger from original Seed? Because the Dagger L is the Seed Destiny one.
The Strike Dagger is a success, I think. The Strike Dagger is, like, I think it's the use of color primarily, but also the different face and stuff. They cop code it much harder in a way that I think makes it stand out.
Makes it feel more like a grunt. I think the narrowed eyes also help it, like it having the much more narrow visor, and yeah, it's really interesting.
In my head, I do like the, like, you know, the mental image, the like the quick phrase to access, you know, it's like, you know how sometimes like images have tags and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. In my head, the Strike Dagger is tagged as Seed's Mall Cop Gym.
You know, that's fair. I'm trying to think of, like, other... I'm trying to think of, like, ones outside of Gundam now real quick, just to add on to it, because obviously, you know, we're going to have our main expertise be in Gundam, but, like, let's see. Alright, what are those guys from Elgheim called? Hold on. Oh, actually, you know what? Have you watched... Well, you watched Dumbine, right?
Yeah.
The Drumlow works, right? You think the Drumlow works as a grunt?
Let me pull it up so I'm not saying this in the abstract. Yeah, the Drumlow works. The Drumlow works.
It's like, it's a big guy, but here's the thing. One, it's kind of goofy looking, and I think actually having a little bit of goofiness with your big guy grunts also helps with it, you know? Like, instead of just looking cool, specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, the Drumlow's kind of cool, but also, I mean, look at it. It's kind of a big, goofy guy, too.
Yeah.
And that helps downplay it in a way that I think makes it so it doesn't... you know, verge into being like, oh, this is too cool to be a grunt, as mentioned.
I was trying to think of examples of, like, things where this would be the hardest to do to pick one, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say something super ridiculous.
Okay.
Satchiel works.
No.
I think the way Satchiel ultimately is animated does not. Satchiel's more fancy than that, but you could totally see this design become a grunt. That'd be fine.
All right. I'm also going to bring up another one. So,
since that's just a name, I'm referring to Satchiel from Evangelion.
Oh yeah, you're right. Not everyone would know that immediately. So then there's like, here's some like, what are these guys called? Hold on. My thing is not wanting to open, my Windows photo viewer is not wanting to open this for me. Whatever. I'll just send it your way. So here's some B-class heavy metals, like the Greya and the Alone from, Elgheim.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think they work overall too, as grunts.
Yeah. The Garongos work quite well. I think the Greya Norda might be a little much, but.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. It has the fancy mask and stuff. But what about the regular Greya, like in the upper right?
Yeah, that totally. That's a cool design. I like that. Yeah, that's a good grunt.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of these guys. Oh, does Turn A have any good grunts? Not counting the Borgernon.
Oh, good question.
Like, when we think of the original designs from Turn A.
Gosh.
Because the Bandit's not a grunt, and the Mahiro's not a grunt, I wouldn't say. And the Sumo's definitely not a fucking grunt.
I think the Wadum... The wad works.
Yeah, I get it's a weird one, but it works. But the Wadum's not a grunt either. Yeah, that's the thing.
No, the Wadum is too.
The Moonrace are not capable of really making grunts in that same way, or like grunts that aren't a lot.
I mean, it isn't a grunt, but the Eagle could have worked.
Really? You think if there was a bunch of Eagles running around, you could imagine that?
Yeah, I think it would be pushing it, right? I think with, like, the mobile armor mode and stuff. But yeah, I could totally see the Eagle.
Okay. Let me see real quick. Any other ones real fast?
The Gozo works.
Oh, the Gozo.
The Gozo is, again, a little eccentric, a little on the outside, but I think it works.
Okay.
Godwin definitely works.
Trying to look through stuff real quick.
Oh, and the Copwool. The Copwool works great.
Oh, the Copwool. Yeah, you know what? And which is funny, because the Copwool in Double Zeta, I wouldn't say it feels very grunty, but...
No, it's very funny going, like I have, like, the pages, like, on, like, my history, so hitting, like, back and forward, and it's like, you see it get drawn too cool.
Yeah.
It's like, nope. This is too intimidating now.
Whereas the Capul in you know, Turn A is just like, animation can sometimes help with these two, right? Like, sometimes you can't evaluate what is and isn't a good grunt based just on the setae, it turns out. The Capul in animation informs too much of how I feel about the Capul, it turns out, in Turn A.
The Capul hugs things.
It hugs. It's a little guy. It's its birthday.
The Capul pretends to be a house.
It's very good.
The Capul is such a friend.
Okay, for a more modern example then, how about the, is it the Gloucester Codius? Or are those the fancy ones? Oh yeah, no, the Gloucester from Code Geass, like here, this one. Oh, wait, no, this is the fancy one. What's the one that it's...
Yeah.
Oh, the Sutherland. Sorry, the Sutherland is the one
yes.
I'm thinking.
Yes.
I think the Sutherland is actually a pretty good grunt. Unique head design that isn't, like, too human, still, like... I think, actually, the head design dehumanizing it maybe also helps, right? Like, sure, yeah, it's a humanoid mecha, but it's got, like, a weird sensor that's, like, four sensors on the front of the face, you know? It doesn't have eyes, it doesn't... emote, which is ironic because we brought up the Gunneasy being a good one, but you know, it just feels like a grunt too. Sometimes it's not consistent with mecha. It's fine.
Here's another ironic one, right? I think from Mercury, the Demi Trainer works. I think if you took away the sniper rifle, Choo Choo's Demi Trainer works even better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If Choo-Choo's didn't have the fancy rifle, it would be, I think, an incredibly, like, that would just be, that's a cool grunt.
You know? That'd be one of the classics.
Yeah. It gets the big rifle, which, to be fair, the big rifle adds to the patchwork nature because it has to be, like, plugged in and all that, but that's but that's not something you imagine being mass-produced, right? Like, that's the problem.
Right, right.
But yeah, the demi trainer works. How about the demi garrison also, then?
Let me remember, what the fuck does this thing look like? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That works.
Demi garrison's a good one. I wish they had made demi a kit of it. Fun. I'm actually mad that it's like the one season one thing to like not really get a kit of those, like,
I mean,
ones that have the major art like that. Because look at that guy.
Given how like popular the show, how wildly popular the show is, they should be making a lot more Gunpla, and maybe they will announce things, right?
Oh, yeah. Look at IBO. It still sometimes gets randomly like, oh, by the way, we're doing a thing from IBO. And usually from the side stories, but still, it's still, they're going into that well. I'm really hoping. I get it. It's probably chaotic over there, but give me some more robots, please.
Just to close it out, to close out our episode here. My favorite design from Witch from Mercury doesn't pass this. It comes close. It is like grunt coded, but it is heavy grunt, right?
Okay.
It is the Prodoros.
Oh,
Prodoros is my favorite design from Witch from Mercury.
Oh, the Prodoros is fucking incredible. I love that machine. That's actually, I was so mad, you have to understand, I was so mad when it was one of the ones that didn't get official artwork on the website. I want them to put out a book where it has artwork, because this thing rules.
It's so
the good. Irony is that it is, here's the thing, it is like a weak thing in the face of the show, because it's using, like, you know, all physical weapons, it doesn't use beam weapons, etc. But you know what it feels like? It's like a badass armored core thing is what it feels like.
It's a Graze Dom.
It is a Graze Dom is what it is. Yeah.
What's your favorite Witch from Mercury design?
Well, overall, that would get weird. Now, if we're talking about just, like, the grunt-coated ones, it would be, yes, the Prodoros. Now, overall, ooh, that's tough. I think my favorite might be the Schwarzette, actually.
The Schwarzette's very cool, you know? Yeah. I respect that pick.
Uh-huh.
Great grunt.
yeah. That's why I had to put the fucking, I put the disclaimer. Anyway. All right, lots of rambling there. I hope we got to the core of the question. We just kind of started talking back and forth. But, I mean, that's kind of what we have to do, right? Is like, it's like, well, what about this one? You know, you kind of got to look.
And, I mean, you know, I think we did answer it. But also, you know, people feel differently about this. Maybe you're not going to feel this way, listener, in which case I do apologize.
Are Tachikoma's grunts?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. Oh.
Sorry, it just hit my brain. I was like, wait, no, we can't close it out. I have to ask this.
I think the Think Tank is and the Tachikoma is not.
Okay, what about Fuchikoma's then? I have to ask Fuchikoma from like the older get stuff, because it has a slightly
Fuchikoma's
different design.
Fuchikoma's a grunt.
Like, because, yeah, like, look at this guy. Here's the PS1 version art, but, you know, this is the classic Fuchikoma, because it's got the smaller butt, and it's not quite as complex. It's got a bit more
asymmetry. Color,
I
feel like the biggest thing is the color blocking. The Tachikoma has like, important color blocking.
Mm-hmm. God, I love the Fuchikomas. I wish they had made, like, I want a figure of a Fuchikoma, not a Tachikoma. I like the Tachikomas.
Oh, I like the Tachikomas better, but...
I like Tachikomas, like, in the show more, but I love the Fuchikoma design. I love it having, like, the weird little flat spider butt. I just think it's
very cute.
It's a very cute design, and that's why I like it.
I usually am pretty good at separating, like, my feelings on a design from animation. Like, I can appreciate both, but I can tell what's what. I can't with a Tachikoma. I can't think about just, like, what is this design like without thinking about them talking to each other. I can't do it.
You know what? That's a fair point. Yeah, all right. Now I'll let you do your closing. I had to ask that because my brain was like, oh, wait, it's not a mecha show, but it's mecha adjacent enough that I have to ask.
Oh, man, what game were they in? What is this?
What?
This art is so good. This Tachikoma waving little Japan fans. I love this.
Little buddies.
Little buddies. Also, you know what? I think, not quite there, but just for the gradienting, 2045 Touchy Comas, more grunt than Standalone Complex.
That's fair. Also, man, sorry, this game just has cool mechanical designs anyway. Maybe we'll throw that on like a bonus list or something at some point, because look at these guys.
Those are pretty cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
I was literally in the middle of reading my plugs, so at Six Step Bar, co-hosts, Twitter, Blue Sky, DM me, question, comments, listener requests. You can find the rest of my work at scanlanemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlanemedia. I do a lot of podcasts, and I would appreciate your support. Dylan, what about you?
You can find me at LowPolyRobot on Twitter. You can find me on co-host. You can find me on Blue Sky. You can find me everywhere. Until people settle on one of them. Obviously, Twitter playing accelerationism with being like, yeah, we're renaming it X and we're going to change all this stuff and we're going to see if things break or whatever. We'll see what happens. Anyway, until then, six.
Yeah, I've got a quote ready for SD Gundam. Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? I have no idea.
I thought you would just quote one of the historical figures we did. I thought you would just throw a Guan Yu quote here or something. Anyway.
The real shame of the way they went with the SD Gundam Son Goku So Ketsuden is we didn't get Guan Yu doing the, like, Papers, Please segment.
God.
One of my favorite parts of that book. It's so good.
Guan Yu going from town to town, having to constantly fight officials because he's like, please. They're like, well, where's your papers? And he's like,
I just killed 80 people for asking me this. Are you really also asking me this?
And they say yes, and they don't realize he has such a magnificent beard that he will surely defeat them.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
It looks like we don't have any photos or quotes yet. Thanks, IMDb. Peace out.
Peace. まだ感じたことない悲哀感つまり快感それら以上に体感そんじゃサボらず一緒にする